And we are back at the International Builder Show. The next segment coming up.
Are you comfortable?
I'm very.
That's because you're surrounded by rock wool.
Yeah,
I am. What can I say?
But I got to tell you.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've heard that we restored a 111-year-old home.
Yes.
In Brentwood, California.
Yes.
And that it turned out. I'm so pleased that it turned out so magnificently. And one of the products that we used was the exterior siding, which was made by a company called Boral.
Boral True Exterior Siding and Trim.
And this is a...
Their V-Rustic profile.
Yes. And it's not wood. And so...
It's polyash.
Yeah, but it's unbelievable. I have never cut a siding that was so easy to cut.
Like butter.
I've never used a siding that went together so perfectly and so cleanly. I have never used a siding that could go down into the dirt. And I have never used a siding that had such a beautiful texture on the surface. And as a contractor, I feel like the chance that I'm going to have to do some warranty work on this is like nil to zero.
Yeah, you know the thing that when it came time to look at the investment of labor for putting the siding up on this project, which is something that we need to be sensitive to as builders, managing the resources that the customer gives to us, is the length of the material. And many composite siding products stop at 144 inches, 12 feet, that's it.
You know,
but with this product, we got 16-foot material, which means fewer trips up and down the ladder and the scaffolding, and fewer joints, which makes for a better
installation. Yeah, that's right. That's right. 12-foot just doesn't do it when you're building a house. And with us is Aaron Sims from Boral. Welcome, Aaron.
Aaron, so great to see you again. Welcome to the Rock Wool booth at the International Builder Show.
Thanks for having me, Gus. It's great
and
to be here.
Thank you for coming out to the project in Northern California for the historic renovation. You've seen the photographs of the completed project. What do you think?
Amazing. It's a great example of showing how we can achieve that craftsman, architecturally, historically sound look with a high-performance product.
Now, I have to tell you something. This is from a carpenter's perspective, okay? The trim that you guys produce that goes with your siding is incredible. I mean, when you use natural wood, you get what you get.
Yep.
And I don't care who mills it, you get what you get.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like your product. This building looks like an oil painting.
Yeah.
Every detail, whether it's an extreme close-up, a medium shot, or a long shot, looks like an oil painting.
Beautiful. I did the columns and the beams. I didn't do them alone. I was part of the trim team doing it. And I have to tell you, ripping that material on a table saw, putting it together, and creating those columns and the beams and the reveals and the profiles and the way it all came together was really a very nice experience. And I also want to say that the V-Rustic profile that we used was not the only material, and not just the trim. We also used your beadboard at the soffits, which has a lovely antique look.
I have to also say that not only does this trim material and the siding look so perfect, there are no gaps. There won't be gaps because it won't twist. I don't have to worry about maintenance because it won't split or buckle or cup.
Yep.
It's going to last the owner forever. And just because it looks good, is that the only reason I love it? No. Because water can't get through those incredibly tight seams. Because when the product is so finely milled and comes together so tightly that you don't need gobs of caulking to make the job look good.
Oh, before he goes, I saw this because we're running out of time. Look This is a corner bead.
Oh, this is great.
This is a corner bead. Explain it, Aaron.
Oh, you're going to save me millions of hours of work.
20 seconds.
You got it. So Last year, Boral integrated with the Tapco family of products, which included clear PVC.
Yes.
And we're introducing at the show a new corner that has an integrated nailing strip and a pocket to tuck the siding into. So you can actually hide the end cuts on the siding. The corner installs without exposed fasteners, and you get a really clean, great look with really nice PVC products.
Aaron Sims, Boral, how may our audience get more information on your products?
Check out BoralTrueExterior.com.
B-O-R-A-L.
Yep,
T-R-U-E-X-T-E-R-I-O-R.com.
Yes.
Aaron Sims, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been great.